This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
68-61, Clemson takes it, and guess what? In the last 2 months, in the last month or so, month and a half, Clemson has beaten South Carolina in two different sports. I know that might not sit well with a lot of the Gamecock fans in the audience today, but that's the reality. A 68-61 win for Clemson last night in a game played in Little John Coliseum. Clemson moves to 9-3 overall and is undefeated at home, 7-0, while South Carolina falls to 7-4 on the season. We're going to dive into it. What happened last night? How could we make this game better and more intriguing for both Clemson and South Carolina fans? Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. So good to be with you on this hump day edition of the show. Diesel is live on location at Ingles Markets near you. And Diesel, you are in the big city of
Easley, South Carolina, sitting at the 410 Pelzer Highway location, right inside the front door, easy to find. Take a right turn, and we're there. Just search for the guy yelling into a microphone.
Is it true that it took you 2 hours to get there?
Yeah, I had to walk part of it. I think I had to pick up my Jeep and carry it across a river. It was weird, man. I got down into Easley, kind of in the back roads that it brings me all the time, and then my GPS just gave me that spinning wheel like, I don't know, man. I don't know how to get you there.
It must have
recalculated 3 or 4 times.
No doubt. Well, guess what? It happens when you go to Easley. So if you want to see Diesel, if you want an Ingles gift card, be sure to stop by and check him out. He is there until 7 o'clock tonight. I'm back in the Ingles Market Studios. But a big win for Clemson last night, Diesel. They did not cover the 12.5 point spread that you and I initially talked about. I thought that was a lot of points. It ended up being a little too much in terms of Clemson covering the spread last night. But this one kind of went how we thought it would. Clemson outscored South Carolina in the first half, 34-27, 34-34 in the second half, a 7-point win. Clemson did not play its best game last night, Diesel. But South Carolina, when I say this one turned out the way we thought it would, South Carolina didn't do much to knock her socks off last night, and I think that's a big problem for this 2025 South Carolina team.
No, a lot of things are true and correct in what you said there. Clemson consistently underperformed in both quarters, or both halves, 34 points in both halves, which is wild, right? That's not something we've seen from these Clemson Tigers all season, having consistent scoring in the first and the second half. You just wish that was more like 38 or 40 points, especially against a South Carolina team that has struggled to really slow anybody with a pulse down this season. This South Carolina team has given up a lot of points, and Clemson held well below, I think, what they should have been and where they would like to have been against this Gamecocks defense.
I'll say this. The first thing I want to start with, Diesel, is what Michi Johnson did or what Michi Johnson didn't do last night. I thought, and I had to watch this game on DVR when I got home. I had to record it. Do we still call it DVR? Do we still call it? Do we tape these games?
It's TiVo.
Whatever it is now, right, with YouTube TV. I had to watch it when I got home last night. Number one takeaway for me, Diesel, was, and yes, it was only a seven-point game, but I thought Clemson's defense on Michi Johnson last night was terrific. That's number one. That's my number one takeaway. You're talking about Michi Johnson, who played 35 minutes last night. 35 minutes. And Clemson held Michi Johnson to 2 of 9 from the field, 0 for 4 from three-point land. And Diesel, Michi Johnson finished with 8 points on the night. South Carolina goes as Michi Johnson goes, and when I looked at the box score before I went back and watched the game, I said, oh, I don't even have to watch it. I did watch it, but I said, oh, I don't even have to watch it. I know Clemson's defense was exceptional, and if Michi Johnson can't get going, the problem is you're looking at the box score. Who else does South Carolina have to rely on? That's the issue.
Yeah, nobody really stepped up in this game and blew me away. You know, and I'm talking about players on both sides. I'm talking about the fans inside the arena. It was a pretty lackluster environment. Look, I know that Clemson is the students are finishing up on their finals and, you know, they're wrapping up the semester, but come on, it's in-state. It's the biggest rivalry in the state of South Carolina. It's not like these two schools are separated by like 6 hours. They're just up and down the road from one another, and there's a ton of South Carolina fans living in our area. There's a ton of Clemson fans living in our area, a ton of alumni. The environment inside Little John just lackluster last night, and I think that kind of spilled out onto both of these teams. None of Clemson's starters finished in double-digit scoring. What is that? You're not going to win a lot of basketball games, especially when you get into conference play, when your best starter puts up 9 points.
No, and you're right on that. I do want to get into, in just a few minutes, Diesel, what you touched on there, the overall aspect on the game itself, how to improve the game, because I do think, kind of like you said, kind of to your point there, the game, the environment, the atmosphere, we talked about it yesterday with Jack Veltri, Diesel, everything around the game could be a little better, but I'll say this, you talked about the starters last night. It was not the starters for Clemson who carried this team, right? Go look at what happened last night. Ace Buckner, 19 points, 7 rebounds. Diesel, he led all scorers. He provided really good interior scoring last night. Really good physicality off the bench. From what I watched, when you can go to a guy like Ace Buckner and maybe your shots aren't falling, maybe you're not having the best offensive night, and you can have that consistent down-low interior scoring like Ace Buckner did last night with 19 points, that is kind of like the settling card, if you will. That's the ultimate equalizer. Yes, obviously South Carolina, if they would have started hitting some shots, maybe things would have changed. But I thought what he did down low was really important. And you look at what Carter Welling did, 16 points, 4 rebounds, a very reliable secondary scorer for the Tigers last night. And to your point, it was not the Clemson starting five that stole the show. It was the bench impact last night for Brad Brunell that got that game won, or that won that game, if you will. Buckner and Welling combined for 35 bench points. Clemson's depth was a major advantage throughout the game. South Carolina simply couldn't match the depth, And I think if you're Clemson, looking at it on both sides, Diesel, you like the depth because, you know, as you get into conference play, you're going to have some consistent depth, right, in ACC play. But on the flip side, when you talk about depth for South Carolina, where was their depth last night? Well, in fact, I mean, you talk about two guys, Kobe Knox and Mike, who had 13 points last night. Outside of that, Diesel, there was no depth. So I think that's a major concern for the Gamecocks.
Sheriff Jumps is how they were Sheriff pronouncing Jumps. It last night. Yeah, I'll just call him Sheriff. How about that,
Sheriff, Mike Sheriff. I like that.
That's what he should be, right? I mean, if they can turn Shefflin into the chef,
yeah.
Why not turn Sheriff Jumps into Sheriff? Sheriff Mike.
I like that.
You're right though. I mean, this Clemson team has shown the ability throughout their season to score a lot of points. You know, you look at against quality opponents too. I mean, they put up, you know, 90 something odd points against Georgia. They put up 84 points against Alabama. I don't know what's happened the last two games. I'm talking about the BYU game where they were held to 64. The Mercer game, we were told, oh, it's because they had to travel late back to campus and they were tired, and that's just why they didn't play very good against Mercer. Well, you had a couple more days to rest up after that, and you come out and you score 68 points against your biggest rival. They've got to figure something out, but you're right. It is comforting to know that if your starters are not scoring, you can get two or three guys off the bench that can give you quality minutes. I mean, look at the breakdown of minutes in this game. They had a couple of guys off the bench that put up a lot of minutes for the Clemson Tigers, and they're going to need that when they get deep into ACC play. A lot of these coaches, they're still figuring things out at this point, figuring out rotations, figuring out best combinations, and figuring out who can give them 15 minutes a game, who gets worn out at that 20 minutes a game, and who can give them 30 or more.
Last few notes, last few looks, Diesel, at some stats, and then I want to ask a big picture question. Clemson last night shot close to 50% from the floor, consistently finished at the rim, right? We talked about that interior scoring a few minutes ago. South Carolina struggled to shoot the basketball last night. They have a major issue in three-point range. South Carolina was 4 of 26 from 3, Diesel. That's 15%. That's not going to get it done. Clemson basically last night just packed the paint and dared South Carolina to shoot from deep. They tried. It didn't happen. And then you add on to that, South Carolina turned the basketball over 14 times. Clemson converted those into 16 points off of those turnovers. Turnovers disrupted South Carolina's offense, the flow, the rhythm, especially in the first half, as you saw. They got a little bit of that momentum back, Diesel, in the second half, but it was Clemson who basically jumped out to an early lead, maintained that steady lead, and said, hey, we're going to pack this thing in down low, and we're going to make you beat us from the perimeter. South Carolina couldn't do that. They did have a late push, right, cutting it at 65-59 with under a minute to play. But Clemson's composure, I thought, was big, especially at the free throw line. We talked about the bench production. But I want to ask a big picture question, Diesel, to you and the fans listening today in the Upstate, Clemson fans and South Carolina fans. Watching that game last night, does either fan base feel good about this season? Simply put, just honest question, yes or no, 844-326-3663. I'm asking that, Diesel. I know you laugh, like kind of being funny, but well, kind of wanting to know the truth. Does either fan base feel good about this year's basketball season?
Well, South Carolina definitely doesn't, and I've seen a couple of our Tolos already commenting on the stream, saying that this season is going to be another really tough one. Some people saying that maybe this is going to be the last year for Lamont Paris in South Carolina in Columbia.
Yeah,
that would be tough, man. He came in with so much fanfare and hadn't been able to turn it around. But think about the fact last year, Cole, and look, somebody's got to finish below 500. Not everybody can go out and win at that clip. But last year, 14 out of 16 SEC teams made the NCAA tournament. South Carolina and LSU were the two that did not make the tournament, and it doesn't appear yet to this point that they are going to be another one of those teams that can do it. I mean, they would have to have been elite to this point in their out of conference play to support the fact that they're going to take some L's when SEC plays comes around, and at this point it's looking like they're going to take a lot of L's when SEC play comes around. On the flip side of that, with Clemson, Kevin Holmes is dead on. He says bubble team, looking like an NIT season for Clemson this year. And, hey, I mean, I guess for some Clemson fans, that's good enough.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Enough. Brad Brunell gets you into the tournament every now and again. And NIT most seasons, I guess that's good enough. But, I mean, hey, Clemson had their opportunity. They paid the guy. They're giving him all kinds of money when it comes to the transfer portal. Maybe not as much money as you know, John Shire is getting up there at Duke. Maybe not as much money as Hubert Davis is getting at Chapel Hill. But he's getting money to go out there and be strategic and bring in a couple of guys every single year. They've shown that they can produce for him, but it's just not adding up to enough once they get into ACC play. And this conference looks like it's going to be somewhat improved this year. Maybe not a total rebound back to the old days where we expect the ACC to be that conference that gets, you know, 10 teams in the NCAA tournament. But Clemson, I think they're going to take some lumps too. I think they're probably going to be one of those teams that wins maybe 2 out of 3 conference games.
Yeah, I could see it for sure, Diesel. And by the way, I want to get back to JB's comments in just a few minutes about the environment, because I do have a comment on that. But I want to look at something. Two things real quick. You know what's interesting? You know how in football we just got done having the conversation, well, the home team, they're not winning. Listen to this in basketball. Clemson won last night at Clemson. Last year, South Carolina won at South Carolina. In 2023, Diesel, Clemson won at Clemson. In 2022, South Carolina won at South Carolina in Columbia. In 2021, Clemson won in Clemson. The last time a home team didn't win, December 15th, 2019, when South Carolina beat Clemson in Clemson 67-54. So total opposite of football here. Home court has, for whatever reason, mattered more in basketball. Isn't that wild?
It's crazy, right?
It really is.
You, I know you, I don't know if you want to get to your question that you had early to start this thing. We hadn't kind of come full circle on this conversation where you wanted to go with it. But a question, you know, you have written down is, how do you juice this rivalry? How do you make it a bigger deal? Because, you know, we got a lot of Tolos saying, well, the students just weren't there. A lot of them were home for finals. First of all, they got to not schedule this game when students are out of session. That might have been one of the most idiotic scheduling decisions anybody's made in a long time. You play this game when students are on campus. Play it right before finals start or during finals. Give them a break for a day during finals for this matchup, Cole.
Diesel, I do want to get to that. Before I get to it, one quick note, one more wild note, and I'm fact-checking myself just to make sure I'm saying this right. In the year 2025, calendar year, okay? And Tolos, please correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'm making sure that I'm seeing and saying this right, Diesel. In the calendar year 2025, Clemson has only lost one time at home.
Wow.
Clemson has only lost one time at home in the calendar year 2025. If you go back to last season in January, Diesel, guess what? They lost in Louisville, okay? In February the 4th, they lost in triple overtime to Georgia Tech at home. To my knowledge, I'm sitting here looking. They have not lost at home. They've only lost one home game in the entire 2025 calendar year. That's two different seasons. The loss this year was in Washington, D.C. They had a loss in Tuscaloosa, and they had a loss in New York. Clemson's like 12-1, 15-1, something like that. Only one loss for Brad Brunell in the calendar year 2025 at home. That's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, that's one of those stats that even when seasons don't come to the fruition that you want them to, that's one of those stats that keep getting you extended, that keep getting you a little extra love and leeway from the fan base.
Okay, so now, to your point, to your question, then we'll get to the text line. A lot coming in at 844-326-3663. Look, you and I talked about it yesterday with Jack. I think there's a million different ways to skin the cat here, but I think there's only one solution. JB brought it up. Right now, students aren't on campus. There's one solution to fixing this in terms of making it the absolute best possible situation, Diesel, for Clemson, South Carolina basketball. We said it yesterday. I've said it a million times. Very simple fix. Put it the night before the football game, period. Be done with it. Whoever hosts the football game, put the basketball game in that city the night before, Friday night basketball, and then you have the Saturday football game. That's the only way, because when the students have left campus, you're going to ask them to come back to campus for a sport they don't really care about enough? I mean, that's the only solution.
I used to. That was JB's excuse. I would say that with all due respect, JB, but cars don't work. You can't drive back to campus to
kids ain't driving back to campus. Kids aren't driving back.
I used to do that all the time.
Yeah, they're not doing it.
I lived 45 minutes to an hour away from Boone. I was driving up there every single game when it was during Thanksgiving break, when it was during the playoff runs and finals were over. I was driving back. That's not an excuse, man. If it means enough to you, you'll go back.
Okay, Diesel, from a marketing standpoint, why do it?
Why have it when kids are off campus? I agree that it's a terrible decision.
It's terrible.
You can't just say,
drive back. Kids live in Texas, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, New York, Cincinnati, I mean, Ohio, everywhere. You can't just say, hey, kids, drive back. It's Clemson's fault. It's South Carolina's fault for not making this game what it could be. Imagine, Diesel, if it were the night before the football game. Can you imagine?
That's true. I like your idea a lot. You know, put it in a time that makes it as easy as possible for as many fans as possible to be in town and to be available. Also, playing it on a Tuesday night, another poor decision.
Poor.
Right? Schedule it on a Friday night. Even if it's not in front of the football game, schedule it on a Friday night. Schedule it on a Saturday so that as many people can get there as possible. And Cole, I think they should play twice a year every year. Home and home. I know that that's, you know, unprecedented in basketball and you don't do that in out of conference. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't hate that. No, I don't hate it.
Does it do you more good to schedule Mercer instead of playing South Carolina twice?
Right. No, I don't hate that idea. I'm not opposed to that one bit. I just think having it where the fans are already there, man, that would be quite the attraction. On the text line, texter from the 843 says, no, Gamecocks will live and die by the 3. Another texter from the 809 Diesel says, Duke spends $8 to $10 million in NIL basketball. Until Clemson and other ACC teams get to that level, it's an exercise in futility. USC spends around 3. Both teams will continue to underperform, and they will always be the underdog, says a texter. So a lot of good points there. Going to grab this phone call real quick, Diesel, before we get to that. And while I grab the phone call, do you have any gift cards today?
We do, as a matter of fact. I've got a couple of them right here. There's a few more sitting right over here off camera. We have gift cards to give away. All you have to do is walk up to me and say, Tolo, give me one of those gift cards, and I'll hook you up, man. Knock a couple of dollars, whether you're going over here to the deli, grabbing yourself a deli sandwich. I mean, heck, I think that even pays for an entire rotisserie chicken. You can get a whole chicken just for coming up and saying Tolo.
I love those chickens, by the way. They're
the
best.
So good.
I eat them
all. And they got multiple flavors, too, so you don't get tired. You get to rotate them around a little bit.
They're so good. I like watching them just spin on those, whatever they're called. What are they called?
The spit? The rotisserie.
Rotisserie, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I love it. Alan wants to weigh in on the conversation. What's up, Alan?
Yeah, so my problem with your thought, Cole, is that both schools have their traditions on Friday night before the high school, before the football game, and football is still king, and I think they'll still go burn the chicken or burn the tiger.
You can't do that on Thursday night?
I'm just saying, I know traditions are there, and that's probably going to weigh heavy in that you won't get much more participation.
But don't you think, Alan, don't you think it'd be really unique if it was the night before?
There's reasons why I like that, Cole. I'm just scared. So, yes.
Yeah. Appreciate the phone call. 844-326-3.
Hey, why don't we,
Why
don't we just play them on the same day? You know, always schedule the football game for a noon kickoff. Make that the traditional time. It is noon every season, no matter what. And then you play a night basketball game. You don't even have to get out of your parking spot. You could just walk. You could just walk up the hill if you're at Clemson. I don't know where Colonial Life is in relation to Williams-Brice, but for basketball at Clemson, you just walk across the field and you're there.
Heck, just play them in the same venue, right? Just turn the football field right into a basketball court. Nobody has to leave.
Yeah,
how
like
about
it.
That? You like that?
Good stuff.
Let's do it.
Good stuff. It's Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. We got all kinds of prizes to give away here on the table. Whatever you're looking for, sunglasses, razor blades. How about these little folding miniature Frisbees? We got those as well, plus a couple of movies, Mission Impossible, up for grabs. Just come by and say what's up, and we'll hook you up with something fun here on location at 410 Pelzer Highway in Easley at the Ingalls Markets location. Cole, we hinted at this a little bit yesterday, I think we got to this, but the ACC, along with the SEC, are going to a 9-game mandatory conference schedule, but they have failed to stick the landing on even that. It's very simple. Play 9 conference games, and they somehow screwed that up in their first opportunity. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.